I was cut off there, but yeah, just to say that unlike The Office, there's, they don't feel the need to take any sort of time to say, hey, we're being filmed right now, and there's a documentary crew in our office here. Not that important, but again, it's just something that you notice and or don't notice, rather. And yeah. And yeah, like you talked about, like the zooms and like revealing jokes or just the way that the camera moves to sort of fit the comedy is again just really well done. And it's nice to see like a show in full command of what it's doing and everything like that, similarly to Breaking Bad. But I don't know that Parks and Rec is the best show now that Breaking Bad is gone. Somebody's not watching Low Winter Sun. It's too bad, man. You're missing out. All right, switching gears here. Oh wait, no, I was gonna mention too that yeah, again, like I will miss Rob Lowe and Rashida Jones, even though admittedly, like yes, Ann Perkins' jokes are the weakest. Her storyline is the weakest on the show. So there's all that. I don't disagree with people who aren't big Ann fans, but at the same time too, I just love Rashida Jones, and I will miss her. So I hate to see you go, Rashida. Michael J. Fox show, yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't funny. I mean, I appreciate, that he has this opportunity to, it's nice that he's back on TV and, he gets to kind of say what he wants to say about Parkinson's and, like at least like he has a voice. To kind of say what he has to say about it, so that's good. The rest of the show sucks. It's not worth really talking about, so I'm gonna move on again and to say that I'm surprised that Star Trek Into Darkness got Ang Lee's Hulk treatment from you, John. That's where you fall asleep and don't really want to finish the movie because that's what I did to Ang Lee's Hulk, so. I'm a little surprised by that, but probably not. I do want to see it, haven't seen it yet, and hope to see it soon.